Welcome, welcome, welcome to What's Cooking on Wine, the nation's premier wine program, coming to you each and every week from the beautiful Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Our co-host, the lovely, the talented Nicole Nielsen, is on assignment. She is at the CIA Sommelier Summit in Napa Valley. They've had a war going on between the CIA and the sommeliers, and they've come to a summit, and I believe peace will be achieved. And as a matter of fact, we'll have a report on that from Nicole Nielsen herself. She's going to be calling in from Napa Valley, along with our buddy Robin Kelly O'Connor, direct from the East Coast, who's also there at the Somm Summit. Sommeliers get together, and they like to talk about everything they know about wine, and we'll learn some things here on the show tonight for that. Then, our buddy Tom Silberkleit, he is the this guy is from the Winehouse Press, and he's been on our show before. He's the guy that puts out those great books that have the Winehouse Press. They have the Sonoma wineries, the Napa wineries. He's publisher and the California director of fine wineries, and they've they got books for Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. They've got a brand new Central Coast edition, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles. You talk about it. Tom Silberkleit is the guy that puts it all together, and he's going to be at the evening of the Culinary Wine Masters coming up. The culinary evening with the California Wine Masters that's coming our way in May, the first weekend in May, first Saturday. And he's got a lot coming up with a lunch at the Girl in the Fig restaurant and a four-course pairing menu and a whole lot more. We'll be talking about that in the 27th annual culinary evening with the California Wine Masters. Actually, it's the second Saturday. I'm sorry, May 14th at Warner Brothers Studios on the Midwest East Street. You walk on the lot in the back of the set. It is just fantastic. Also, we'll be talking tonight about this big wine dinner, this national wine dinner coming up this Thursday at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is a cocktail dinner that they're going to have, and this is a... it's got chicken satay, and they're going to have carrot ginger soup and tequila cured salmon and avocado panna cotta, and we've got the filet mignon, and we've got the dessert strawberry crepes, and they've got all these great just this wonderful items that they have, these cocktails. There's the Summer Star, which has got Kettle One orange vodka in it. They've got the coconut ginger lemon drop. Again, Kettle One vodka there and that, too. They've got the Crescent City Cooler, which has got Don Julio Blanca tequila. That's always good. Don Julio, one of the best. With the filet, they're going to be pairing the Scottish Tea Time with Johnny Walker Black. Those of you Scotch fans out there will like that. And with the strawberry crepes, they are going to have a gin bramble with Tanqueray. That'll be featured on that. So we'll be talking a little bit about that in the show. We'll be talking about some of the great sizzle, swizzle, and swirl items. We do our show live Monday nights at 6 o'clock. And if you come by and see us, we invite you to participate in Sizzle, Swizzle, and Swirl. Those are $9 appetizers, $9 glasses of wine, $9 cocktails from 5 until 6:30. A great happy hour that they have. It's called Sizzle, Swizzle, and Swirl at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So check it out if your Ruth's Chris in your area is participating. They should be with the cocktail dinner coming up on Thursday. That is a national dinner that is coming your way. So be looking for that. The handcrafted cocktail paired with every course. Ruth's Chris, very proud of this one. They're going to be having this there. The spring cocktail dinner at all Ruth's Chris. 50 years. It's their 50th anniversary at Ruth's Chris. I'm telling you, the steaks, the seafood, the side dishes. They got side dishes, too. They got accompanying that dinner coming up this Thursday. They got fried onion rings with homemade ketchup. They've got the broiled asparagus with hollandaise sauce and a whole lot more. You just want to come to Ruth's Chris anytime and have a great meal. All right, settle back. We'll see if we can contact people from the Peace Accord at the Somm Summit going on up in Napa Valley. The CIA finally coming to terms with the renegade sommeliers. We'll find out if we've got peace or not straight ahead on CRN.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808. Welcome back here to What's Cooking on Wine, the Ruth's Chris Report. I'm Michael Horn, commandeering the show from the beautiful Nicole Nielsen, who went away somewhere. She's on assignment. We don't know if she'll be back or not. That's why I'm here with the show. Let me tell you, it's a historic day here on What's Cooking on Wine because we have a brand new Ruth's Classic menu we're going to be telling you about. There's a new spicy shrimp that is on the menu. And here in Pasadena, this is my favorite Ruth's Chris of them all, and they're all excellent. But in Pasadena, Restaurant Week is in progress right now. The 24th it started. It's due April 29th, $45 meals here, complete meals at Ruth's Chris. We'll tell you all about that. Matt and I might have to stay for birthday dinner after hearing about that. That looks pretty yummy, let me tell you. It's a very empty table here. Usually, Nicole Nielsen has all her sommelier stuff all set up. There's usually a guest here that's in my way. Right now, just a full table, ready for some sizzle, swizzle, and swirl. $9 glasses of wine, $9 appetizers, $9 cocktails. We'll have them all. Now, breaking news. You've been probably following this on Fox, CNN, MSNBC. The ever-going war with the sommeliers against the CIA in Napa Valley. It's been, those of you that visited Napa, once in a while there's a skirmish where the sommeliers go up and they attack the CIA and try to change some of the pairings that have been there for years. And we sent Nicole Nielsen and our buddy Robin Kelly O'Connor to try to negotiate a peace accord for the sommeliers and the CIA. It's called the SOM Summit, and there have been talks going on. I believe President Barack Obama just went there and got popped with a bunch of wine, so he's no good to the negotiation. So we've left it up to Nicole Nielsen and Robin Kelly O'Connor. They may be with us. I don't know. You may hear shots in the background. Corks popping. There might be bottles crashing. Nicole, Robin, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my gosh. We miss you so much.
What's the latest? What's the latest
so
here? This has been a war that's been going on up there between the CIA and the SOMs. And what has happened at the SOM Summit?
Oh, my gosh. This summit, let me tell you, it's absolutely incredible. Great guests, great people, a lot of great minds coming on in. It's spectacular. Oh, my gosh. I miss being at the show, but can I say, like, this has just been so incredible. And then yesterday, I'm in the bus looking to my right, and then I see Robin Kelly O'Connor, who you know I love more than anything. Welcome to the show, Robin. Oh, my
gosh. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Michael,
how are you? I'm good, Robin. I just have to find out. I don't hear any shots, corks, bottles crashing. Has peace finally come to Napa Valley?
Absolutely. Well, listen. All right. Listen, we just finished a Courton Charlemagne tasting vintages 2013, 10, 7, 6, and 98.
98.
Oh, my God. Nobody spat in the room.
Everyone was like, no, I'm going to savor this one.
So tell us what is the SOM Summit for our audience? Kind of explain what this event is all about, because I'm making fun. It's the warring faction, and people are probably, loading up on rations and things in case it's a long drawn out. I was just kidding. What is the SOM Summit?
The SOM Summit is a 3-day intense study for sommeliers to better hone in on and learn better how to work with wines. Maybe, like, if you don't know something, because we've hit France. We did dry Riesling this morning. It's to educate you further so that you're, like, better to be able to serve your guests.
An amazing wine and food pairings. We just had 3 top chefs and 4 different wines all in the blind. They served one dish, and 200 of us had to pick our favorite wine with that dish. And we had the top pastry chef in the world. He was at French Laundry and is now professor.
Oh my God,
Stephen Duffy, amazing. Yeah. The best instructor in the world. Incredible. And they served us champagne and a Napa Valley Chardonnay, and we just had to guess what went best with every dish.
Yeah. They just gave us like a remote control, and they said,
press
they've been
the
giving
number.
Us food. and they had four wines out, and they said, you know, pick what you would choose. And it was impressive that the audience.
So what was the course? What was served as the food? What was the exact course?
My favorite course.
I want to go through it. I want to know what the food was and what wines you had to pair with it and what you chose. So give me an example.
So for the first one, go ahead.
Yes, crab, and it was Dungeness crab with morel mushrooms in a custard that was so divine that. Probably one of the best dishes I've ever had. Served chilled.
So we had a champagne, we had a Chardonnay, we had a Cab Franc, and a Zin through me.
Interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Michael Horn, we had Bialy Zin as one of the little blind tasting Zins.
Did you have just one wine in each category, or were there multiple Zins?
Four wines.
So there were four champagnes, there were four Sauvignon Chardonnays, there were four Cabernets and four Zins. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so who was the overall winner? What one is the best pairing? Who got the most votes?
Oh, Bialy took it. Bialy
I think that's for two of the three courses, and then so, the champagne
wait,
took
Okay, hold on, guys. Don't get ahead of me. I want to understand this. So the winning pairing was a Zinfandel with the cold crab. Is that correct?
No, the champagne one with the cold crab.
Okay, so that's what I want to go. But wait a minute. Let me get it straight. Was there with the crab just champagne, or was there champagne, Chardonnay, Cabernet, and Zin?
Yes. All of the above. Yes,
that's exactly you just said. What you
all
just
four.
Said.
So all four. So you're saying the champagne won as the best pairing with the crab. Which champagne was the winner out of the four?
Lancôme.
What came in second, the Chardonnay?
Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah. Chardonnay.
What was the winning in that?
Raymond.
Oh, Raymond. Very interesting. And then in third place, I'm guessing,
Was it Bialy?
And Cabernet came in last in that category.
No,
it didn't. In fact, it didn't at all.
It was tied.
It was very impressive. But with this entire weekend that we have been divulging in, like, it's just been so incredibly intense and wonderful. All the MSs that are here, there's Master Sommeliers walking everywhere. Fred Dame walked by, like, I almost had to stop myself from.
There's
like,
Chef Roland Passeau just passed us from La Folie.
Tim Gazer, oh my gosh. It's just like who's who of sommeliers is here.
So they're doing this at the CIA, at the Culinary Institute of America. So you got all that great staff they normally have, plus guest chefs, and they're pairing these things together. So let me ask you this.
Yes, please.
Was the Cabernet and the Zinfandel, in your guys' estimation, totally off with that cold crab, or would you have
not at all? I would have had the Zinfandel with the cold crab.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
It became number two, and my favorite was champagne, but my number two was the Zinfandel, which is really interesting. But if I can just add a plug in here, our master ceremony has been the one and only, the inimitable Kevin Zarelli and Doug Frost are here, and Kevin Zarelli opened Windows on the World 40 years ago. In 1976, April 12th, and of course, sadly, we all know what tumbling down in September
11, 2001. You're right.
But Kevin has been unbelievable as the master of ceremony.
Unbelievable.
His book sold 4 million copies.
His book was
Windows
book
on
title.
The World, yes.
Indeed. Windows on the World. Okay, so let's take a little break here. When we come back, I want you to walk us through each day if you can, and we'll kind of go through what has been set up for you. Is this a 3-day event? Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, 4-day, actually. I got here Saturday.
So it's Saturday, tomorrow. Sunday, Monday, and it ends on Tuesday.
Correct.
All right, we have Robin Kelly O'Connor, our very own Nicole Nielsen. They are live in Napa Valley at the CIA Culinary Institute of America, the SOM Summit. We'll have more straight ahead on What's Cooking on Wine from Mr. Chris Steakhouse and CRN.
This is Larry Elder with a tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air. Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zephyr filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. the Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now, 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner, 855-855-4455.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back here to What's Cooking on Wine, the nation's premier wine program, coming to you each and every week from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California. I'm Michael Horn. Nicole Nielsen is away in Napa at the SOM Summit, the Sommelier Summit at the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America. We're holding down the fort, we being yours truly, and Maddie Matt, birthday boy from Sunday. Everybody wishing Matt a happy birthday. He's 45 years old. And looks about 25, I'm telling you. He's amazing. Tomas pressing the buttons back at the CRN Broadcast Center. This SOM Summit's going on right now, and it is it's at the Culinary Institute of America. The inaugural event was last year. This is the second annual event. It's a three-day conference. It brings together the dynamic group of wine professionals. You got the SOMs there with the great chefs and industry leaders, and they're all there at the Culinary Institute of America. And we have our very own Nicole Nielsen and our buddy Robin Kelly O'Connor on the air live with us. So walk us through what's happened. We'll start with the first day's events with you, Nicole, then we'll go to Robin for the second day.
Thank you.
What happened on the first day?
I'm so excited. Okay, so the first day we arrived, there was a little bit of a meet and greet. We checked in. They gave us our badges, you know, like our credentials, and they told us what we were about to be doing. So it was so incredible. I got on a bus. And then we went to
Trinchero. Sounds great so far, by the way.
I know.
Sounds good. Getting on that bus.
We went to Trinchero Vineyard, and we played bocce ball.
And oh, wow. That's always good. Sommelier should know how to play bocce ball.
And we were with Josh Phelps, and he was so incredible. Josh Phelps is this beautiful young winemaker, and any single ladies listening to the show, you need to, like, check him out.
Nicole, what wine does he make? I don't care how he looks. What does he make?
Oh, my gosh. So he made some beautiful Cabernets, Pinots, and right now
they're... Under what label?
Under Trinchero. Trinchero. He is the winemaker for Trinchero.
Okay. And some of the labels are called complicated and reliable.
So I was just getting it. So they are actually importing some wines from Italy, and so they have complicated Pinot, they have complicated Pinot Grigio, and Taken. They were beautiful wines. Outstanding.
So you all had a picnic at Trinchero at their beautiful estate. You played bocce ball. You learned about their wines. Then what happened?
And then we got back on the bus, and then we came back and started lecture. And then we started going through wines, got to listen.
What were the lectures? What did you cover in the lectures?
In the lecture, we started covering, like, different Chardonnays, different Cabernets, and wine in general. They talked about selling. You know, it was more geared towards sommeliers, like, really identifying with the customers, with the consumers.
Sure. Really. And then you got tastings. Then you got to taste the wines later
on,
right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We got to taste. It was incredible.
Yeah, they did.
Was there a dinner that night afterwards?
Yeah, they did this coolest thing, Michael. They did outside. They had five tables, and at every table there were five wines, and they were blind. And you had to guess the country, the vintage, the AVA, the region, and the grape variety.
Oh,
and
my
it
gosh.
Was so challenging.
It was so
But to follow
incredible.
That up, which would interest you and certainly those that have been following the wine world for many years, is Kevin Zarelli and Larry Stone, the great Larry Stone, master sommelier, who used to run Rubicon. They tag-teamed and did a 40-year perspective, witness to the wine revolution. And for your listeners and our listeners, guess what? Wines have never been better today in the history of the last 40 years.
The history of the last 40 years of the progression of the wines. What about
yes.
the next day? What about on Sunday? What happened, Robin? What was on that day?
Well, that was Sunday. So today is...
Robin gets to go next.
Okay,
so the best session of all, 9 o'clock in the morning, we had 10 Rieslings, Old World, New World, and Out of This World, with the amazing Tim Gazer, Master Somm, and Ernie Lohsen came in from Germany, from the Moselle.
Oh, Dr.
And Rob Bigelow from Seattle.
Dr.
And let me
Lohsen.
Tell you,
I'm
oh, my God,
you.
Dr. Lohsen was in. He was hilarious. He
Both
was the
of
funniest
them.
Guy I've ever.
Incredible.
I mean,
He's
and
great.
We tasted probably some of the rarest Rieslings from
yes.
his Moselle vineyard. We had Robert Vahl from the Rheingau. And then, believe it or not, Michael, we tasted a Riesling from Michigan that was out of this world.
That was out of this world. It was so balanced, so fresh, so beautiful. It was very impressive. It held up to the Austria and the French wines, that French Rieslings that we are tasting.
Exactly. Just McLaren Vale from Australia.
Okay, what about the third day? What happened on the third day? And you only got 60 seconds.
Well, we haven't got
seconds,
there yet. Third day is tomorrow. We haven't got there yet.
Okay, yep. So it started Sunday, Monday, and then the third day is tomorrow.
Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
But the thing is, spirits have not been forgotten. There's been some cool sessions on Pisco and the whole history of Pisco in Peru.
Which was very impressive.
And mezcal and tequila. I mean, it's been amazing, Michael. I'm not kidding you. This has just been the most exciting
thing. Well, we're glad you're there to give us the report. So this is for all of us that are consumers. Our somms are getting trained in Napa at the Culinary Institute of America right there on Highway 29, just above Charles Krug, or right across from Charles Krug.
Exactly.
The Sommelier
yes.
Summit goes on. It's a 3-day event. They got one more day. Nicole will be back next week. I'm sure we'll have Robin Kelly O'Connor on soon. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank
we love
you.
Michael. Thank you.
Can't wait
Thank
to hear you
guys.
Back, Nicole. Good to hear you, Robin Kelly O'Connor. Straight ahead, we continue. What's cooking on wine?
Do you drink really pure water? If you drink bottled water, you should know about the bottled water dirty little secrets. Plastic bottles come from oil products. The polycarbonate jugs contain bisphenol A, a synthetic estrogen that's raised health concerns. Bottled water dispensers quickly develop algae and bacteria and should be sanitized regularly. Have you ever cleaned your water dispenser? Are you ingesting algae and bacteria and synthetic estrogen? Here's the good news. Pure Water Science can replace that dirty, outdated bottled water cooler with a high-tech water purification system. The Pure Water Science system features a stainless steel tank that constantly monitors water quality. It guarantees your water is pure. It alerts you when service or filter changes are needed, and the multi-stage purification system removes organic and inorganic contaminants. The patented self-sanitizing feature eliminates algae and bacteria while it adds oxygen to your water, and it costs less than bottled water without the bottled water hassle. No more bottles to lift. Call now, 818-502-4191. Pure Water Science, 818-502-4191.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221. 7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Federal tax fraud is set to $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well-positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You'll find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator Michael Jordan, What's Cooking on Wine, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN. Welcome back here to What's Cooking on Wine, the nation's premier wine program, coming to you every week, Monday nights live at 6 o'clock Pacific Time from Bruce Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California. We replay the show throughout the week, so if you're hearing it on a night other than Monday night at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, please make a note to come by and see us at the beautiful Bruce Chris Steakhouse when you come to Southern California. We're here, Pasadena, right on Colorado Boulevard, 369 East Colorado Boulevard, the beautiful Bruce Chris Steakhouse. Mother's Day specials coming up. Make sure you make a reservation at Ruth's Chris around the country. We're tasting some new items here. I'm salivating just looking at them. They have a new item, spicy shrimp. This is the best shrimp I've ever had in my life. Succulent large shrimps. They're lightly fried. They're tossed in that spicy cream sauce and served with a tangy cucumber salad. They are delicious. This really, literally, the best shrimp I've ever had. I'm going to try some of the new side dish of the cucumbers, roasted cucumbers. They have an incredible fresh corn chowder with bacon in it. It's delicious. And we'll be talking to you more about all this good stuff here at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Check it out on the website, ruthschris.com. All right, we move along. Thanks again to Nicole Nielsen and Robin Kelly O'Connor for taking time to call in from Napa Valley and the Culinary Institute of America at the Sommelier Summit. We continue now. Coming up on the 14th of May, on a Saturday, it's going to be the 27th annual Culinary Evening with the California Wine Masters, raising money. It's a special hors d'oeuvre dinner, great wines paired with those hors d'oeuvres, benefiting Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And if you don't know about cystic fibrosis, you should. This is an intense disease that just stops a person from breathing correctly. The lungs fill up with water. The people that have this disease usually have lung transplants. They have to evacuate the water from their lungs. I mean, I know people that have this, friends of mine, loved ones of mine. And so I'm telling you, this is an incredible event. And the money that they raise goes to the fight against cystic fibrosis. So if you get a chance to go, This is one of the top 10 premier wine events in the country, and it's on the lot of Warner Brothers Studio on the back lot right at Midwest Street. Joining us on the show right now, our old buddy Tom Silberkleit. He is one of the great publishers, authors of the Winehouse Press books. He's the California Director of Fine Wineries, and you've seen these at wine shops, at wine stores, at hotels around the country. Tom, welcome to the broadcast.
It's good to be back.
Good to have you back, my buddy. You have done books, destination winery books. When you look at it, it has the different wineries of Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. You've got San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles. You've got the brand new Central Coast edition, I understand. And you've got Santa Barbara. Tell me about it. How's this business been going? It's got to be incredible.
Well, we're doing very, very well. You know, the California Directory of Fine Wineries is now a national bestseller online. And so we're doing what we can to keep up with the demand. People seem to love what we're doing. We just keep the quality high. And I'm the guy that goes out there and tastes wine 6 months out of the year to make sure we're featuring wineries that are making excellent product.
So Tom Silberkleit is with us. How did you first get the idea to put this together? We've seen wine books at hotels and stuff when we're there and we take a look at it. How did you get involved in this?
Well, my whole background is in publishing. In my 20s, I used to write books for Doubleday, St. Martin's Press, Stein and Day in New York. And I always loved books. And I've been living up here in Northern California wine country for over 30 years now. And the one thing that kept happening when I first moved here was visitors and friends would come and they'd want to go wine tasting. But the big problem is they'd be overwhelmed. I mean, there's over 900 wineries in Napa County alone, over 600 in Sonoma County alone. You can imagine how many are in the state. So I thought there is a need for a guidebook, a travel book, to destination wineries that are first and foremost making good wine, but also have a secondary reason to visit, such as beautiful wine caves, award-winning gardens, or food and wine pairing, something where if you're bringing along a husband or wife or Uncle Sam, they might not be into wine. So there's got to be something for the other family members and friends to do if you're doing the wine tasting. So that's how this all got started way back in 2003. So our Northern California book is in its seventh edition now, and our Central Coast California book is in its third edition.
Wow. So this is just a labor of love and out of a necessity from people that were visiting you from time to time.
It's both. You know, it was a need that seemed to be very obviously important to a lot of folks, but really it's a labor of love. Myself and our team, Robert Holmes is our photographer, one of the top travel photographers in the world, and we've got terrific writers on board. Daniel Mangin is a terrific writer who also does the Photos travel books, and we really try to keep the quality ultra high on these, and it's not meant to be an encyclopedia. We don't want to confuse people. We keep it simple, upfront. These are places making great wine, and you need to visit. They're open to the public, some by appointment, some with set hours.
Tom Silberkleit is with us. He is with the Winehouse Press. He's the publisher of the California Directory of Fine Wines. How do you select the wineries? Do they change from year to year? Do you look for something, as you mentioned, that has something for the person who's a wine aficionado and for Uncle Sam who's not a wine drinker or whatever? Is that what you look for, always something new?
Yes, we're always looking to have about 40% of each book new. We print once every 2 years.
Right.
And I want to make sure we keep the iconic wineries like Robert Mondavi or Behringer. But then there are places people need to explore. And so we want it to be fresh every 2 years, and that's why I'm out tasting all the time. And some of the new kids around the block are doing a great job, but of course the tried and true wineries that have been around for many years, they've got skillful winemakers and they've got fantastic vineyard sources.
So this is great to know that once you buy one of your books or once you download one of your books, you want to save it and get the updated copy, because if you put them all together, if you've produced six or seven different volumes, you probably have different wineries in each one.
Oh, absolutely, and we have people from all over the nation calling our office that want autographed copies. I've had just the other day someone from Minnesota called, and they said, look, we've got your fifth edition from Napa, the sixth edition, we've got the seventh edition. We want to know, when's the eighth edition coming out? We've got the whole set. So really, those are the calls that make me fuel me up to keep me going to producing these, because we get so many nice folks that want information, and we're here. We are accessible.
Where do you go to get the books? What's the website?
CaliforniaFineWineries.com, And actually, they're available all over the nation at Barnes & Noble and, of course, Amazon. But I wanted to also tell you about the auction lot that we've put together for
California.
Well,
we want to talk about that. So if you can kind of sit down and relax here, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that 27th annual culinary evening with the California Wine Masters. And you have put together an auction lot, which involves, I think, a pretty good dinner here for four at a very famous restaurant and a pairing menu and a whole lot more. So we'll get the details from our guest, Tom Silberkleit. He is with Winehouse Press, the publisher of the California Director of Fine Wines. Their website is California Fine Wineries, WINERIES.com. Straight ahead, we have more. Stay with us on What's Cooking on Wine.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. GEICO also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to GEICO? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back. What's Cooking on Wine, live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California. Michael Horn along with Nicole Nielsen, who is on assignment in Northern California at the big California Institute of America Psalm Summit, second annual event. She is up there tasting different wines. She'll have a full report for us next week on the show. It was good to talk to her at the beginning of the broadcast. Joining us on the broadcast right now, Tom Silberkleit. He is from Winehouse Press. He is the publisher of the California Director of Fine Wineries. How many different editions do you have? What areas? I know you got one. Is it Northern California or is it Napa, Sonoma? What are they? How you divide them up?
Yeah, we have two editions, and believe me, that keeps me busy full time. We've got our Northern California book, which is Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties. Then we have our California Central Coast book, which is all of Santa Barbara County and San Luis Obispo County, which includes Paso Robles and Santa Ynez and places like Santa Maria, making terrific wine.
Santa Lucia Highlands is in that book as well?
No, because that's up in Monterey County, and that's not an easy place to visit.
We got to get a Monterey book in there, Tom. I'm putting my request in, and don't forget our buddies in Temecula as well.
That's right, that's right. Well, I'm always researching, so I appreciate that.
All right, now, let's talk about this event coming up that I'm inviting all of our listeners to go to and attend, and it's really, once you go, you're going to love it. You want to go every year. It raises money for cystic fibrosis. It's a charity event. But it's one of the most incredible food and wine events. Usually you go to a wine event, and the food's okay, but it's kind of, you know, there, not as much food as wine, etc. They have the most incredible wineries at this event and the most incredible food items that the chefs come themselves from the restaurant to be there. So you're going to meet the chefs. You're going to meet the wine owners, winemakers. It's the 27th annual culinary evening with the California Wine Masters. You can find out more at californiawinemasters.org, C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A. There's your California. Winemasters, WineMasters.org. And so you, Tom Silberkleit, have a lot that is going to be auctioned off at the event. Tell us about your lot. What have you put together for people to bid on and raise money for cystic fibrosis?
Well, you know, I wanted to put together something very special for California Winemasters. As you said, Mike, it's a great organization putting real dollars into play to help cure and help people with this terrible disease. So I wanted to do something unique. So I contacted a beautiful restaurant called Girl on the Fig in Sonoma.
That's a great restaurant, iconic good restaurant in Sonoma, yes.
And I said, Sandra, do you want to? She's the owner. Sandra, do you want to join forces with me? And she said, this is a great cause. Let's do it. So what we're doing is it's a four-course pairing menu for either lunch or dinner. And included with that, their chef's going to pair delicious small plates with four wines that I selected from the California Directory of Fine Wineries. And I'd like to tell you about what wines these are, because these are the kind of wines that will bring a tear to your eye, that make life worth living.
Let's hear about it. So this is a dinner or lunch for four, your choice, tasting menu, four courses, and paired with the following wines.
All right. Number one, we've got a Stag's Leap 2014 Viognier from Napa Valley.
Need I say more? Yeah, Stag's Leap, a great AVA, and this is Stag's Leap, the winery, so this is incredible. Viognier, okay.
Yep.
You know what it's going to be paired with yet?
No, the chef is going to sit with me, we're going to come up with exactly what he'd like to put together with these four wines. Now, the second wine on this list, and these are all from my wine cellar, so I'm extremely excited about them. They are stellar wines. Anaba 2013 Mouved from the Landa Vineyard in Sonoma Valley. This is a classic Mouved. Anaba is a small family-owned winery, and I'm telling you, they are really, really good.
And how do you spell Anaba?
A-N-A-B-A.
A-N-A-B-A. So Anaba, and they're in what area now? Sonoma?
They're in Sonoma Valley. They've got a tasting room here in Sonoma Valley, just a few miles from where I live.
Mouved is very good. This is a good red wine, good, you know, a Rhone-style varietal. This is very good.
Yes, and all these wines are Rhone wines, because the girl in the big restaurant, they specialize in Rhone wines.
All right, so this is good. So we got a Rhone wine here. We already have the Viognier. We got the Mouved. What's going next?
Next, you're going to love this. A 2013 Bell Wine Cellars Syrah. Bell, B-E-L-L.
Yes.
Now, this is a Canterbury Vineyard Syrah from the Sierra foothills. It's about 2,000 foot high. And all I can say is the winemaker, Anthony Bell, he is a classic Napa Valley winemaker. This man is brilliant in my estimation. I've tasted his wines, and they have blown me away with their sophistication. And really, he captures the best of Napa Valley. So this is something unto itself that people are going to go crazy for.
Okay, and then the piece de resistance, course four?
Yes, last but not least, from the Los Olivos area in Santa Barbara County, Beckman Vineyards.
Beckman,
one of my favorites.
Yeah.
2013 PMV Block 8 Grenache. Who makes a Grenache better than Beckman? I don't know. It's from the Ballard Canyon area, and these grapes are 100% estate fruit from the Parisma Mountain Vineyard.
Parisma Mountain, that's a very good AVA there, too. I think that's an AVA. Hasn't that become one of the newer AVAs there?
I believe it has. It's on
the
label.
It is in the Ballard Canyon AVA, but it does
Ballard
say Parisma.
Canyon, yes, Ballard Canyon is the primary AVA.
Yes.
Parisma Mountain may not be an AVA officially yet, but it's a vineyard area that people are very, very well accustomed to.
All right. Now, what's the website where they can get more information?
The auction link. You know, they can go to californiawinemasters.org and then check domestic travel section under the auction link. It's lot number 482, and I'm going to be there joining the winners of this auction lot with the dinner, and I'm talking them through these wines and through the meal, so they'll get to spend time with me.
This is great. All right, so you go to californiawinemasters.org, C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A, winemasters, W-I-N-E-M-A-S-T-E-R-S.org. You go to, what's the site you go to?
They'll click on the auction link.
Auction link, and it's lot number 482.
Under domestic travel section.
Thank you, Tom.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, it's Wines du Jour on CRN with our very own Les Kincaid from Las Vegas. What's the show about, Les?
Well, every week we do something very unique. We bring in three wines from a particular winery, and we have a group of local people come to an upscale restaurant. We taste the food from the restaurant to pair with each one of those wines, and we have a great time doing it. We talk about the wines, we talk about the food, talk about the restaurant, and, of course, that's about it.
All on CRN. Don't miss it. Welcome back here to What's Cooking on Wine Live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California. Michael Horn, normally with Nicole Nielsen. She is on location at the in Napa Valley at the California Institute of America, the CIA Sommelier Summit. Somms are getting together doing pairings of wine with food, learning more about different varietals and new labels, and it's just a whole big fun event. She'll have more for us coming your way. Now, a couple of things to talk to you about. In Pasadena, if you come by and see us here at Ruth's Chris, we do the show live Monday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific time. It's done every Monday live at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. Come to Southern California, stop in and see us. They have Sizzle, Swizzle, and Swirl. It goes on from 5 until 6:30, $9 appetizers, $9 cocktails, $9 glasses of wine. It's incredible. It's the best happy hour in town. It wins awards all the time. This week, from the 24th of April through the 29th, I say the dates because we, of course, replay the show throughout the week. So if you're hearing this on a replay, you got until April 29th to enjoy Pasadena Restaurant Week. It's a prefix menu. For $45, you get your choice of the following starters. You get the steakhouse salad, the Caesar salad, or the fresh corn chowder, which we tasted tonight. Both Matt and I say this is a home run. Matt, did you like that corn chowder? Nice and warm and toasty.
I definitely did. I've had a lot of clam chowder. This is by far the best.
This corn chowder is something else. You're going to love it. Then you have your choice of one of the following entrees, either the 12-ounce New York strip, which I'm telling you right now, go for that. That's one of my favorite cuts here on the menu. An 8-ounce, or you can have an 8-ounce petite filet. That's another favorite of mine. It's topped with shiitake demi-glaze on this. Or the miso glazed black cod, which is another great favorite that I've had, with the heirloom black rice, baby bok choy, sesame soy garlic butter. One of those three is your main course. And then your choice of one of the following side items: mashed potatoes, cream spinach, fresh cauliflower au gratin, which we're also tasting as brand new on the menu. That's a knockout. And then your dessert is the individual key lime cheesecake. Oh, their cheesecake's incredible. This is key lime cheesecake paired with chocolate pecan bark. So check this out. They also have a dipping sauce of the shiitake demi-glaze, the black truffle butter and honey soy glaze available. They've got the blue cheese crust if you want it on your steak. Or they got a single lobster tail you can add to the menu. They also have a featured appetizer this week. It's the seared ahi tuna for just $14. And their wines, they got the 50-acre ranch Chardonnay, 50-acre ranch Cabernet, and you can get that for $9 a glass, or the bottles at $36. Unbelievable. The new items on the menu, the spicy shrimp, succulent large shrimp, which we tasted tonight, lightly fried, tossed in that spicy cream sauce. It's got a tangy cucumber salad. It is delicious. And we also have the new salad that they're featuring here on their Roost Classic. This is served every day of the week and the year. It's the Roost Classic. For starters, they have the corn chowder, the steakhouse salad, the strawberry blue cheese, and toasted almond salad, which is new for the Caesar salad. You have your choice of filet and spicy shrimp, ribeye. They got different sizes of the ribeye. They got the stuffed chicken breast, the broiled salmon over roasted vegetables, and just so much more. And don't forget the cocktail dinner at every Roost Chris across the country this Thursday night. You know, check out things like the Summer Star cocktail with the chicken satay, the coconut ginger lemon drop with the carrot ginger soup, the Crescent City cooler with the tequila cured salmon, and then the main course is Scottish Tea Time with the filet mignon. You just don't want to miss out on all this. And the dessert, the strawberry crepe with the gin bramble. Miss anything? Go to their website, roostchris.com, RUTHSCHRIS.com. Check out our website at crntalk.com/whatscookingonwine. And if you miss anything at all, download our cell phone app. Take us with you on your smartphone. It's free. Just dial this phone number, #250, #250. Hit send. When the call is answered, say the keyword CRN Talk. Our app will be automatically downloaded to your phone. For our online producer here, Maddie Matt, the birthday boy. For Tomas back at the CRN Broadcast Center, I'm Michael Horn. For Nicole Nielsen, eat well, everybody.